Summertide by Charles Sheffield. For Anne, Kit, Rose and Toria, and everyone else whose average age is 16. Prologue. Expansion, 1086, 3170 AD. A 97-year silence was ending. For close to a century, the ship's interior had heard no human voice and felt no human footstep. The vessel whispered its way between the stars, passengers close to absolute zero in dreamless paradeath. Once a year, their bodies warmed to liquid nitrogen temperatures, while shared experiences were fed to them from the ship's central databank. Memories of 100 years of interstellar travel, for bodies that would age less than one day. As the final weeks of deceleration began, it was time to start the awakening. When the destination was reached, decisions might be needed that went beyond machine judgment, a notion that, to the ship's main computer, the first of its kind to be equipped with the Carlin emotional circuits, was both insulting and implausible. First warming was initiated. Interior sensors picked up the reassuring flutter of returning heartbeats, the initial sigh and murmur of working lungs. The emergency crew would be awakened first, two by two, on a last-in, first-out basis. Only with their approval would others begin emergence. The first pair drifted up to consciousness with one question burning in their minds. Was it arrival, or was it override? The computer had been programmed to rouse them for only three reasons. They would be disturbed if the ship were closing at last on their destination, Lacoste 32B, a minor G2 dwarf star that lay three light...